I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 29th. Quincy has flipped into the red category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 7 new cases in the city yesterday, bringing the active case total to 68. The 2-week daily new case average inched up to 8.1. The state says anything 8 and over puts a community in the red zone. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says there will be no change in safety protocols right now, but urged people to abide by the guidelines that include wearing a mask, social distancing, hand washing, and staying home if you're sick. 2 20-year-old men from Quincy are facing charges in connection with Sunday night's shooting of an 18-year-old man on Common Street. Vincent Whitlow and John Rodley Lewis are charged with assault with intent to murder and other charges in connection with the incidents where police say Whitlow fired a shotgun containing birdshot, hitting 18-year-old Jome Bing in the head. Bing has since been released from the hospital. Police say the shooting was not random. Almost 30% of Quincy voters have already cast ballots for Tuesday's presidential election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says 12,000 mail-in ballots have been returned. 5,000 people have voted early, and 1,000 voters cast absentee ballots. Early voting continues through Friday at City Hall, and absentee ballots may be cast at City Hall until Monday at noon. Crispo is predicting a 75% turnout for this election. The new Howes Neck boat ramp is open. The new ramp replaces the old ramp at the Howes Neck Maritime Center on C Street and allows water access at all times rather than just high tide. The ramp was funded with state grants. Plans are now underway for a new maritime center. The Welcome Young Playground in North Quincy has new basketball and tennis courts, a picnic area, new children's playground, and new trees. The city recently completed the renovation project using community preservation funds. The project is part of a $48 million 3-year plan to improve parks and playgrounds across the city. Quincy will receive a $65,000 state grant to help improve recycling, composting, and waste reduction. That grant will be used for new recycling bins, public education and outreach campaigns, and creating recycling programs in public buildings. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 29th.